亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们继续来收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，耶稣显明神。今天所要播放的题目是他来遭罪人，让我们一起来分享。
First of all, I'd like to share with you tonight.
首先，今天晚上我要跟大家分享
a couple of verses out of the book of Matthew.
从马太福音里面有几处经文跟大家分享
Chapter 9.
马太福音第九章
And verses 12 and 13.
九章十二十三节
Incidentally, I welcome you all tonight. We're glad to see you all.
今天晚上很高兴看到大家，欢迎大家来这里。
And I trust you will be blessed because you came.
我相信因为你们来了，所以你们就会蒙祝福。
But in Matthew 9, verses 12 and 13,
我们来看马太福音第九章。
I'm going to ask Chilan to read it to you.
十二、十三节，我们来看。耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说：我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。”我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Now it's a very obvious thing, really.
其实这是很明显的事情。
It doesn't take any great, wise prophet to tell you that.
不需要有任何很伟大、很聪明的先知告诉你这一点。
People that aren't well don't need a physician.
康健的人用不着医生。
Just the sick people go to a physician.
只有有病的人才会去找医生。
The more well we are,
我们越健康
the farther away we stay from a physician.
我们就离医生越远。
We only get near when we're sick.
唯有当我们病的时候，我们才会靠近医生。
In fact, we don't go to a doctor unless we're hurting.
事实上，除非我们在痛了，不然我们不会去看医生。
Or something isn't right and we're kind of frightened.
或说有一些东西不对劲了，我们有点害怕了。
We have a sharp pain and we think immediately we probably have tuberculosis.
我们有了剧烈的疼痛，我马上想到说或许我得了肺结核了。
Actually, it's nothing more than a bit of pollen in the air.
事上只是空气中的花粉而已。
But it makes you feel so good when the doctor tells you that.
但是当医生这样子告诉你的时候，你感觉很好。
We tend to exaggerate all of our ills and pains.
我们很容易夸大了我们所有的疾病跟痛苦。
Because they frighten us.
因为这些东西会让我们害怕。
It could be serious.
因为这是有可能很严重的。
And so when we feel ill in one way or another,
所以当我们不管在哪一个方面感觉到生病了
we take our place in the great list of those people that help to make the doctors rich.
我们就加入了那些使得医生变得有钱的人。
And then, as he went on the next verse to say,
然后下一节又继续讲到
I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人悔改。
We'll get into that in a minute.
这个我们马上要来讲。
But first of all, I want to tell you a story of a man we met and became friends with in Japan, actually in Okinawa.
但是首先我要跟你们讲一个故事，就是我在日本遇见的，在日本的琉球遇到一个人，后来我们也成为很好的朋友。
He was a pastor of a church in Okinawa.
他的名字叫做 Tanaka， 他是在琉球的一个教会的牧师。
He had a sweet wife and a nice family.
他有一个很甜蜜的太太，有个很好的家庭。
And he'd been pastoring that church. He'd pioneered it, and it was a nice church when we were there.
他开拓了那个教会。当我们去那个教会的时候，那教会很好。
But he had a very, very interesting history.
但是他有一个非常非常有趣的历史。
What he told to me.
他跟我说了。
When he was a young man.
当他还年轻的时候。
What we would call a teenager.
就是我们所称的十几岁的青少年。
He was a criminal.
他是个犯人。
He said he spent most of his life up to that time in jail.
他说他一生到那个时候为止大部分的时间都是在监狱里面度过的。
He considered himself born under an unlucky star.
他认为自己是诞生在一颗不幸运的星星之下。
He just couldn't get away with crime.
他就是没有办法离开罪。
He'd get caught time after time.
他一次一次被逮着。
He'd get out of jail and of course he was broke and didn't know what to do or where to go, so he'd find some place to steal.
他从监狱里面出来没有钱了，不晓得怎么办，所以他就去找地方来偷钱。
And it wouldn't be long, he was back in his old cell in jail.
不久之后，他又回到以前监狱的地方了。
And he just gave up on himself.
他就放弃了自己。
And several years went by like this.
这样的情形过了好几年。
And one hot summer day, he was working out in the jail yard.
有一天夏天，天气很热，他在监狱的院子里面工作。
Working hard and sweating and tired.
他在那里工作，有流汗，觉得很不好受。
He said to himself.
他就对自己说
，I'm going to pretend I'm sick.
我要假装我生病了。
And then they'll put me in the hospital. I won't have to work.
那么他们就会把我放到医院里，我就不必工作了。
So apparently he did a pretty good job of pretending.
所以很显然他假装得很好。
And sure enough, they put him in the hospital.
结果人们确实把他放到医院里去了。
Ah, cool.
啊、oh, ，好凉快呀、啊。
Nice.
好舒服啊。
He slept almost the whole first day.
他几乎一整天都睡觉。
But he was a young man.
但是他是个年轻人。
He wasn't 30 yet.
他那时候还没有30岁。
And when you sleep all day, a young person, you're not very sleepy at night.
当一个年轻人，你如果一整天白天都睡觉的话，你晚上就不太想睡了。
And by the third day, he wasn't sleeping either night or day. He was bored.
到了第三天的时候，他白天晚上都睡不着，因为他已经很烦了。
He decided it was better to go out working than to be out here, laying here doing nothing.
他觉得宁可到外面去工作，也不要待在那病房里面什么都不做。
And to keep on pretending he was sick.
然后还继续假装他病了。
And he was wandering around the ward one day.
有天他就在病房里面到处走着。
And over on a table, he saw a book.
在一张桌子上面，他看到一本书。
He picked it up.
他就把这书拿起来。
Looked at it.
看一看它。
It said holy book.
上面说的圣书。
Holy book.
圣书。
What's that?
那是什么？
What's a holy book?
圣书是什么？
He got close to it again and looked at it.
他很又靠近了这本书，再看一看。
It didn't bite him.
没有，这书没有咬他。
He looked at it.
他又看一看。
He said, "I didn't know what a holy book was."
他说我不晓得圣书是什么。
But it was laying there.
但是书就摆在那儿。
And no one was around.
周围没有人。
So I picked it up and carried it over my bed.
把书拿起来带到我的床边。
What is this holy book?
这本圣书到底是什么？
He sat there with it and wondering.
他就坐在那里思索着。
Holy book.
圣书。
Just kept looking at that. That's the only first words on a page on the outside. Just said holy book.
书的封皮上只有圣书，只有写这两个字。
Like ours says holy Bible on the back.
就像我们的圣经上写的是圣经。
I don't know what yours says.
我不晓得你们的圣经上面写的是什么。
After a while, he got courage. He said, "Well, I'm going to read this holy book."
过了一会儿，他鼓起勇气说：“好，我要来读这本圣书。”
So he picked it up.
所以他就拿起书来。
Opened it up.
把书打开来了。
And the first verse he read was.
他读到的第一句话就是。
Jesus said unto them.
耶稣对他们说。
They that be well do not need a physician.
康健的人用不着医生。
But they that are sick.
有病的人才用得着。
How does this holy book know about me?
他怎么知道这本圣书怎么知道我是这样子呢？
That scared him.
这个让他吓坏了。
He knows all about me.
他怎么知道我的？
He threw it aside.
他就把书丢开来了。
But how does it know me?
他怎么会就这样子知道我呢？
So after a while, he said, "I'm gonna read some more."
过了一会儿，他说：“好，我要再多读一点。”
By now, his faith was absolute in this book.
到这个时候，他的信心已经完全放在这书上了。
It just as well called him by name and said, "You fake, what are you doing here?"
因为这就好像指名道姓说你这个人假装的，你在这里干什么
？You might fool men, but you're not going to fool me.
你可以骗得了人，但是骗不了我的。
So then he started reading it in serious.
然后他就开始很认真的读这本书。
And the more he read about this man Jesus,
他越读到这位耶稣
，the more he was impressed.
他就越来。越印象深刻。
He kept thinking, "What a wonderful man he is!"
他就不断的想说，这个人多么奇妙。
The next verse was, "I would have mercy. I don't want sacrifice. I've come to call the righteous, not the sinners. The sinners, not the righteous, to repentance."
下面一节讲的是，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。我来本不是招。一人乃是招罪人，他就很仔细地读了。
He kept being impressed by what a wonderful man this was.
他一直就在想说，这个人多么奇妙。
How he'd heal people.
他怎么样医好人
？And take care of people.
怎么样照顾人
？And he had power to do all kinds of wonderful things.
他有能力做各种各样奇妙的事情。
And he believed every word of it because, after all, it knew him.
他也相信上面讲的每一句话，毕竟这本书认得他。
And he said.The more I read, the more wonderful I saw this man Jesus.
他说我越读，我越看到这位耶稣是这么的奇妙。
And then he kept on reading till they took Jesus and bound him.
然后他就继续读，直到他读到说人们把耶稣绑起来了。
Said to himself, "Why do they do that?"
他就对自己说，为什么他们做这件事情？
He was a good man.
他是个好人呢
？He wasn't like me. I'm a criminal. Yeah, they did tie me up, put handcuffs on me, put me in jail. But I'm a bad man.
他不像我是个犯人呢、啊，他们用手铐铐住我，把我绑住，这是应该的。
Why did they do
that? 但是他是个好人呢
？Good man.
为什么他们对这个好人做这样的事情呢
？Why did they make a good man prisoner?
为什么他们让好人变成犯人呢
？And he kept on reading.
他就继续读。
How bad they treated this good man.
看到人们是怎么样的虐待这个好人。
And after a while.The tears were running down his face. He said, "Why they treat somebody so good and so wonderful? What they do that to him for?"
过了一会儿，他就在流泪说，他们为什么对一个这么好、这么奇妙的人做这样的事情？他们为什么要这样做呢
？And how they nailed him to the cross, and first how they beat him and nailed him to the cross. He said, "Why did they do that? Such a good man. He was so good."
然后他又读到那些人把他钉十字架、鞭打他，他就说，他们为什么要对他这样子呢？这个人这么好。
And then he read what Jesus said on the cross.
在十字架上说的
Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免他们
They don't know what they're doing.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道
And he just began to cry with all his heart.
他就开始整颗心开始在哭泣了
He said, God.
他说神啊
I need forgiveness. I'm the bad man.You're the good man.
是我需要赦免的。
But I'm the sinner.
我是坏人。
I'm the bad man.
我是罪人。
I've always been bad.
我是坏人。我向来都这么坏。而你这么好。
I need your forgiveness.
我需要你的赦免。
Oh, I wish you could forgive me.
我真希望你能够赦免我。
And he began to cry.
他开始哭。
He wept all night.
他哭了一整个晚上。
He couldn't stop.
他停不下来。
Just the fact that this man was so good.
因为他觉得这个人这么好。
And he died.
他却死了
forgiving everybody.
赦免了每一个人
He said, I've insulted you. I've laughed at Christians. I've done everything bad.
他说我曾经侮辱你，我嘲笑基督徒，我做了所有的坏事。你可不可以赦免我
？And about noon the next day, he was still crying.
差不多到了第二天中午的时候，他还在哭。
And all of a sudden, a great peace came over him.
忽然之间，一个很大的平安临到了他。
And he heard a voice, "Son, thy sins are forgiven thee."
他听到一个声音说，儿子，你的罪得赦免了。
And his whole life changed.
他的一生就改变了。
He said, "At that minute, I was no longer a bad man."
他说，在那一刻，我不再是坏人了。
I was a good man.
我是好人了。
He went to the hospital head. He went to the nurses first and asked to see the head of the hospital.
他就去找护士，要求要看医院的负责人。
In the prison.
就是在监狱里面的。
And he sat down and he talked to this man.
他坐下来跟这个人谈话。
He told him all about what had happened.
就跟他讲发生的所有事情。
I don't know what happened to me.
他说先生，我不晓得我碰到了什么事。
All I know is what I've told you.
我所知道的只是我跟你说的那个，但是我要告诉你
，I was a bad man,
我以前是个坏人
but I'm not a bad man anymore.
但是我现在再也不是坏人了
I'm a good man.
我是好人
And the head of the prison hospital was a Christian.
那位医院的负责人是个基督徒
He said, "Thank God, brother, you're a Christian."
他说弟兄感谢神你成为基督徒了
And then began to show him and teach him what had happened. He didn't know.
就开始告诉他教导他说到底发生了什么事
And time went on he began to go out on the streets
后来又过了一段时间
tell people what had happened to him he was so happy he felt all his sins were gone and all of the bad things and the mean things and the bitter things are just gone
他就到街头去告诉人们他所经历的事情那些所有的坏事所有不好的事情所有卑鄙的事情通通过去了他就跟别人讲
a little group of young peoplejoined him
有一小群年轻人加入了他
and later he married one of them
后来他就娶了其中的一位
and then when I saw him he was a pastor of a very fine church
当我看到他的时候他已经是一个很好教会的牧师了
you see there's a scripture I want to read to you
有一个经文我要读给你们
first one is over in Isaiah
第一个是在以赛亚书
And it's chapter 61
以赛亚书第六十一章
Just the first part of the first chapter A first verse of the first chapter It's the first part of it
就是 第一节的第一部分。
The Spirit of the Lord God is on me.
主耶和华的灵在我身上。
Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek.
因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
That's all I want to share.
这就是我要来跟大家分享的。
The Spirit of God is upon me.
神的灵在我身上。
He has anointed me to do something.
他膏我要来做一件事情。
To preach the gospel.
要传福音。
But only to a certain people.
但是只是对某些人。
Not to everybody.
不是对每一个人。
Just to the meek.
单单是对谦卑的人。
He would help the brokenhearted and he'd all these things he would do, but only would go to preach the gospel.To the meek.
他会帮助那些伤心的人，但是他只会传福音给谦卑的人。
Now that verse is repeated in the book of Luke.
这个经文在路加福音里面有重复讲到。
And we read it a little differently in the book of Luke.
在路加福音里面我们读的有一点点不同。
It's in the fourth chapter.
路加福音第四章。
And the 18th verse.
四章第十八节。
And we read.
我们读到。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
主的灵在我身上。
Because He's anointed me.
因为他用膏膏我。
To preach the gospel, the good news.
叫我传福音。
To the poor.
给贫穷的人。
Nobody else.
不是其他人。
You see, what it's saying is that only a sick man goes to the doctor.
我们看到在这里讲的，唯有生病的人会去找医生。
Only a person, and this word poor doesn't only mean economically.
唯有在这世界上贫穷的人。
It means miserable. The word meek means depressed.
这意思不是说
cast down,
他的金钱上像谦卑的人。
One that
就说他是沮丧的。
Sees yourself as no good.
认为自己一无是处。
One that's failed in life.
在生命中失败的人。
One that's failed in your school or your life itself.
在学校里或者在生命的生活的本身就失败的人。
Just not a successful person, that's all.
这里所讲的就是不是一个成功的人。
He said, I'm going to preach good news to them.
他说我要传福音给他们。
The word gospel means good news.
福音的意思就是好信息。
You see, it's like the sick person doesn't need a doctor, and so he doesn't...If a doctor comes to him, he's going to say, well, look, I don't need you. I don't want to have to pay you. You just go along.
这就像是一个人如果健康的话，他看到医生来的话，他说，哦，我不用付你钱。
And unless a person has come to that state of personal poverty,
除非一个人已经到达了感觉个人很贫穷的地步。
Unless he feels himself a failure,
他觉得自己好像是个失败者。
He's depressed and knows he can't really be a successful person in life.
他觉得非常的沮丧，知道自己在人生里面没有办法成功。
He's not going to hear the good news.
不然的话，他就不会听好信息。
He doesn't need it.
他不需要的。
He's strong.
他很刚强。
He's successful.
很成功。
His life is before him.
他的人生都在他的前头。
Everything's working right.
一切都很顺利。
Oh, there'll be small trouble, but everyone has those.
会有一些小麻烦，这是每个人都有的。
You go preach the gospel to him, and he'll look at you, maybe polite and maybe not.
你跟他传福音去，他或许会很礼貌地看着你，或许不礼貌。
But he's not interested.
但是他没有兴趣。
Life is all right.
因为他的生活好好的。
It's the man that life isn't all right that's ready to listen.
唯有那些生命不是很顺利的人，他才会预备好来听。
My friend Tanaka.Life wasn't all right with him.
我那位日本的朋友，他的生活并不好。
He was in jail most of his life.
他一生大部分的时间都在监狱里面。
He knew himself as a failure.
他知道自己是个失败者。
He knew he was no good.
他知道自己不好。
He was so impressed when he read about a good man.
当他读到这个好人的时候，他觉得非常的感动。
Because it was so opposite than what he was.
因为这跟他大大相反。
Perhaps many times.As a younger man, he wished he was good.
或许当他更年轻的时候，他希望自己是好人。
He wished he was like others,
他希望
and not spending his lifetime in jail.
自己像别人一样，不是在监狱里面度日子的。
He wished he was successful and had a good job, and a good house, and a good home.
他也希望自己成功，有一个好的工作，有好的家庭。
But there he was.
而他却在那里。
A thief.
是一个贼
despised
被人轻看
he wasn't even a big thief
他甚至不是大贼
he wasn't a mafia he wasn't a criminal he was just a petty thief
他不是黑手党也不是一个很大的罪犯只是一个小小的贼而已
he was in a jail and out of a jail like a jackrabbit in its hole
他就在监狱里面这样子进进出出的
Just a nuisance to people.
对人们来讲，他就是一个讨厌的人。
But he knew that.
但是他知道这一点。
He couldn't even be a successful thief.
他甚至要做贼也不成功。
He was always getting caught.
他总是被逮着。
You know, those are the people that are ready to hear the good news.
你知道，这样子人就预备好要听好信息。
Jesus said, "The Spirit's on me, but not just to tell everybody."
耶稣说主的灵在我身上但不是就是要告诉每一个人
Because everybody doesn't want good news.
因为并不是每一个人都想要好信息
They're satisfied.
他们满足了
They have all the news they need.
他们有他们所需要的一切的信息
They have good news.
他们有好信息
He only comes with good news.
他只带好信息来
That's why Jesus said several times,
这就是为什么耶稣有好几次说
He that has ears, let him hear.
凡有耳的就当听
We only have ears when we're needed.
唯有当我们需要的时候，我们才有耳朵。
We only go to a dentist when we have to.
唯有当我们必须的时候，才会去看牙医
生。We only go to a doctor when we're frightened.
唯有当我们害怕的时候，才会去，或者说在痛的时候，才会去找医生。
They can give us good news.
他们可以给我们好消息。
But I don't even want to hear it.
但是我甚至不想要听。
Maybe he's a very good doctor.
或许是个很好的医生。
And he looks you right in the eye.
他就正视着你。
He says, I can see by your eyes.
他说，我可以从你的眼睛就看出来。
Well, he says, you have fever at night sometimes, don't you?
你有时候晚上会发烧，对不对？
Once in a while.
偶尔会有。
And you have coughing spells, don't you?
你会咳嗽对不对
Oh, just a little once in a while.
偶尔有一点而已
And then you tremble some more. What's he doing?
然后你就更在那边发抖了不晓得医生在干什么
And he says, do you want me to tell you what I think?
他说你要我告诉你我的想法吗
No, thanks, I feel fine.
不必了我觉得好好的
Just leave me alone.
你不要管我好了
I don't want to know you.
我不想要
Because I don't feel in the need for it.
因为我不觉得有需要。
I don't want this man doing a trick like I played.
我不想要那个人跟我一样的。
When I was a college, in college,
当我在大学的时候
four of us teamed up on one of our fellow students.
我们有四个人就跟另外一位同学玩一个把戏。
And when he came to school that morning,
当他那天早上到学校里的时候
I was the first one.
我是第一个。
Went up to him.
我就去跟他说
How are you, Harvey? How are you feeling this morning?
Hi, 你好吗？你今天早上感觉怎么样
Thanks. How are you? Are you sure you're all right?
你确定你没事吗
Of course, why?
当然啊，怎么了
Are you all right?Oh, you have a little fever.
然后我就摸摸他的头说，你有一点烧哦。
You don't look very good.
你看起来不太好哦。
Did you sleep all right last night?
你昨天晚上睡得好吗
？A little more of that.
然后就再多讲一点，然后我就离开他了。
And then another one of the four came to him.
然后我们四个当中的第二个又去找他。
The same thing.
跟他讲一样的话。
Then a third one came.
然后第三个又去找他。
The same thing. Let me see your tongue.
让我看看你的舌头。
How's your pulse?
来量量你的脉搏
Then the fourth one came.
然后第四个去看他
By then he was so sick he had to go home
到那个时候他已经病得太厉害了得回家了